Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It's all about the path. Once you're on the path, staying on the path. It's just hard for people to get on the path. The first steps are the hardest steps. Just getting out the door, tying on your shoes, regardless of how much you procrastinate. As long as you take the steps, as long as you're on the path. It's not easy. Once you're on the path, then you feel the momentum. Like, I've got 3 good workouts this week. I'm good to go. You wake up on the 4th day, you feel good. You get excited. Once you start something, you get a habit. And then next thing you know, 6 months later, you're looking at yourself in the mirror. You're like, God damn, I look good. I feel better. It's all just about momentum and staying on the path. Trusting this process. And then giving your body the right fuel. That's what it's all about.
We see all of these crazy successes, and of course, yeah, there's lightning striking in a bottle or whatever you call it.
Yeah, it does happen.
There's these things that happen, dude, but the people that are at the top, the people that get to those lofty places, it really is just normal everyday people do normal everyday things as disciplined as possible and not being afraid to take the long road, the hard road.
Yeah.
Brick by boring brick. We do it every single day. When you stand at your greatest moment of opportunity or your darkest hour, you have to be able to answer that question. Did I do enough? Am I enough? And you are enough if you've done the little things leading up to it.
Yeah. I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody.
Right.
Nothing without discipline. Because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%.
With discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Discipline is the root of all good qualities, but you have to absolutely apply it to things outside of just waking up early. It's everything. It's working out every day, making yourself stronger and faster and more flexible and healthier. Discipline is eating the right foods to fuel your system. It's about disciplining your emotions so you can make good decisions. It's about having the discipline to control your ego so your ego doesn't get out of hand and control you. It's about treating people the way you would want to be treated and doing the tasks that you don't necessarily want to do, but that you know will help you or help your team. It's about facing your fears. It takes discipline to face your fears so you can conquer them. And that's what discipline is. Discipline means taking the hard road, the uphill road, to do what's right for yourself and for other people. It's so often the easy path that calls to us to be weak for that moment, to break down for that moment, to give in to the desire and the short-term gratification. But the discipline will not allow that. The discipline calls for strength and fortitude and will. It won't accept weakness. It won't tolerate another breakdown. The discipline can seem like it's your worst enemy, but the reality is, discipline is your best friend. It will take care of you like nothing else can, and it'll put you on that path, the path to strength and health and intelligence and happiness. And most important, it'll put you on that path to freedom.
My friend David Goggins, who's probably one of the most disciplined humans that's ever lived, he talks about, he goes, it ain't easy. He goes, when I see my shoes in the morning, sometimes I stare at those motherfuckers for a half hour before I put them on.
Uh-huh.
But he'll stare at his sneakers for a half hour, but then he'll go run 50 miles.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's the difference between a person who can overcome and a person who gives in to those feelings. And some people have never overcome, so they don't even know the beautiful feeling of accomplishing something that's difficult. Physical activity is mental activity. You just don't think of it that way because your mind is forcing your body to do the work. You just don't think of it that way. You think of it as being physical, brute, grunt work for, you know, for cavemen.
Uh-huh.
But the reality is, it's the mind that forces the body to do that, and you must have a strong mind in order to get that done. So a strong mind is not just one that can do calculus. A strong mind is not just one that can write books. A strong mind is one that controls the body and all of its inherent weaknesses and all of its urges to be lazy and sedentary and self-destructive.
Mm.
That's a strong mind.
You know what you need to do. You know what you need to do. It's in your mind right now. But you don't feel like doing it. You don't feel like getting up. You don't feel like doing the work. You don't feel like working hard. And if you don't feel like working hard, if you don't feel like getting up, then you better feel like losing. You better feel like getting weaker. Because that's what's going to happen if you don't do what you're supposed to do. So get up and go get it done.
Every time I start doing things I don't want to do, I grow.
Yes. That's a lesson that people need to hear and learn. It's so important because everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control. Your motivation. Key motivation. You need discipline. Because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days.
Wow,
some
really?
Some days, yeah. Sometimes I got motivation. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, today I feel good. I can't wait to get to the gym. A lot of days, like, gotta get to the gym. And then once I get going, then I feel great.
Yeah.
And I feel great when it's over. But it's that.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Beginning part, that's hard because your body wants to stay comfortable. Your body will trick you. Like, man, today you should take the day off, Theo. You don't feel good. Theo, what did you get, like 6 hours sleep last night? That's not enough.
It's about movement. It's not about resistance. I mean, you should be going in there fluid. It's not about coming in and getting the rounds in like it was. It's a 24/7 process to free the body. That's what I'm ultimately trying to do. I'm trying to become free. I'm trying to open up my body in all ways. I have a routine. I wake up, I drink water, I stretch, I shake it out. That's me beginning to free my body again after whatever amount of time I've been asleep. People just usually jump up, get out of bed straight away, go brush their teeth, eat their food, rush to wherever they have to go, do what they have to do, and their body is locking up, their body's getting tighter and tighter and tighter until it just locks or cracks. I don't see it as showing up and doing jiu-jitsu, showing up and doing boxing, showing up and doing taekwondo. I just see it as moving, waking up, freeing the body, becoming more loose and moving.
Well, the end of the day is you have to make yourself happy. Nobody else is going to do it for you. When I was down and depressed and in a lonely place, nobody could make me happy and make me better. I had to do it myself, me. And that's what I want to get across. Because I think sometimes people who try to get the message across on all these bad things, they're sort of like, the message is like, oh, someone else is going to do it for you. But I can say nobody's going to do it for you apart from you. You have to wake up in the morning and want to be a better person. You have to wake up in the morning and want to change. You have to wake up in the morning and put yourself in a positive mood. You know, that's the way it is.
Movement, good exercise, good music, good clothes, good food. These are the things I love. Competition. I love competition. I love it.
19 years, and I reflect back over my career. You can never overlook anyone. In this camp, did I push myself? Absolutely. Every fight played a major key. All 48 fights played a major key. It's not just the intelligence. It's the sharp mind. It's the good chin. It's the tremendous heart. I never overlooked no opponent. I train for every fighter the same way. I push myself. I believe in my skills and I believe in my talent. And I've been in there with the best. And the results is always the same. A guy, a fighter. You got fighters that may be faster than me. You got fighters that may hit harder than me. You got fighters that's very athletic, but you don't have no fighter that can make adjustments like me. You don't have fighters that can be on my level mentally. It's never personal for me. It's always business. Everybody fight for what they fight for. My thing is this. I keep my eyes on the prize. I never focus on things outside the ring. My focus is the guy that's in front of me. You get to where you're trying to get to by staying focused, staying on a parallel path. I always had a dream, and my dream was to be the best. No matter what happens, Saturday, when it comes down to boxing, I'm the best at this. But one thing about me, I've never overlooked anyone.
And I have not been messing around. There's a lot of temptation around with Christmas. It's a tough time to be training for any athlete and to be cutting weight.
Connor? I mean, obviously you're in fight mode.
It was turkey and Brussels sprouts. I kept it nice and simple. Turkey, Brussels sprouts, no gravy, unfortunately.
So what's the great divide of human beings? Who are you on those days you don't want to do things? It's easy to conquer when it's good weather. You got good sleep. Work's going good. The family's good. You feel great. Your body's not injured. Those are the easy days to conquer. But who are you on those f***ing days when all hell's broke loose? Your body's f***ed up. You're sore. You're depressed. You're miserable. You got the favorite person at school. Might be getting bullied. Might be falling behind in life. Who are you on those days? When shit's all f***ed up. That's the great divide. Those people who get up on those days when everything's f***ed up and still grind. That's the separator right there.
The most important question to ask is, what pain do you want in your life? What are you willing to struggle for? Anything worthwhile is going to require some degree of pain and struggle. So, if you're oriented toward the pain and the struggle, you're probably going to be more aligned with what you're capable of accomplishing rather than if you just orient toward the pleasures.
The point is, your best strategic position is, how am I insufficient and how can I rectify that? That's what you've got. And the thing is, you are insufficient and you could rectify it. Both of those are within your grasp. If you aim low enough, well, I don't know how to start improving my life. Someone might say that. Then I would say, well, you're not aiming low enough. There's something you could do that you are regarding as trivial, that you could do, that you would do, that would result in an actual improvement. But it's not a big enough improvement for you, so you won't lower yourself enough to take the opportunity. Well, what do you do when you go and lift weights? Yeah. You don't go and, like, if you haven't bench pressed before, you don't put 400 pounds on the damn bar and drop the bar through your skull. Right. You know, you think, look, when I started working out when I was a kid, I was weighed about 130 pounds and I was 6'1". I was a thin kid and I smoked a lot. I wasn't in good shape. I wasn't in good physical shape. And I went to the gym and it was bloody embarrassing. You know, people would come over and help me with the goddamn weights. Here's how you're supposed to use this. You know, it was humiliating. And maybe I was pressing 65 pounds or something at that point, you know, but what am I going to do? I'm going to lift up 150 pounds and injure myself right off the bat? No, I had to go in there and strip down and put my skinny goddamn self in front of the mirror and think, son of a bitch, there's all these monsters in the gym who've been lifting weights for 10 years and I'm struggling to get 50 pounds off the bar. Tough luck for me, but I could lift 50 pounds. And it wasn't very long until I could lift 75. And, well, you know how it goes. And I never injured myself when I was weightlifting. And the reason for that was I never pushed myself past where I knew I could go. And I pushed myself a lot. You know, I gained 35 pounds of muscle in about 3 years in university. Aim low. And I don't mean don't aim. And I don't mean don't aim up. But you have to accept the fact that you can set yourself a goal that you can attain. And there's not going to be much glory in it to begin with. Because if you're not in very good shape, the goal that you could attain tomorrow isn't very glorious. But it's a hell of a lot better than nothing. And it beats the hell out of bitterness. And it's way better than blaming someone else. It's way less dangerous. And you could do it.
Stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m. and when the option comes to hit the snooze button,
Don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action. If you had a friend, and every single time that you and your friend decided that you were going to go out for dinner, that friend either showed up 2 hours late or didn't show up at all, you would stop trusting that person. That is the relationship that you have with yourself.
I heard a quote the other day that stuck with me because it thought of me this. It was, you don't start something because you're passionate, you stick with it because you're passionate. So I kind of just started it. I fell into it naturally. And like I said, as I started to see results and get a little bit more joy out of it, I started to become more passionate and put more effort into it. And every year since I was a child, I've become a little bit more consistent, a little bit more passionate, put a little bit more effort into it. So my discipline has continued to grow over time because I just stuck with something for a while and want to see how it went, and it just kind of tumble affected. I wasn't the most disciplined kid, for sure. My parents definitely made me independent, and to have some of the free reign that they gave me, to be able to go out with friends and do stuff, I had to earn it. I had to have a job, finish my chores, do my homework and all that stuff. So my parents definitely raised me to have that kind of mindset. And I grew up in a town with some good kids, luckily didn't get stuck into anything bad. And we were all my friends were very passionate about sports, and I wanted to excel. So I kept putting myself in the gym. And at a young age, I remember I didn't have a car or any way to get there all the time. My parents would work late, and I remember I would run, even in the winter in Ottawa. It'd be like a foot of snow on the ground, and I'd be jogging to the gym. It was about a mile and a half, but still a decent little run in the snow. And I was just super dedicated from a young age because I loved it so much. And as I mentioned, sometimes just being in the gym with my music and that focus was just like a point of solitude for myself to enjoy. And there was a quiet gym, luckily, and I slowly learned over time that no one in the gym is looking at you or judging you. Everybody who's been in there was a beginner at some point, so they're not looking at you, making fun of you. They were you probably a year or two ago. And everyone's just truly there to help out. And I've discovered that the fitness community in general is a very encouraging community because everybody has the same experience as you. They get in, they feel better, they get some confidence. They're like, this is great. Like, I would love for other people to feel this too. You hope, if they're nice enough.
We shouldn't do it again. That's why you should. Nothing's like squats. It's like, nothing compares to squats. You can do leg presses, but why? Why do an inferior movement? Why do a movement that looks good, but it produces hardly any results? I don't care how much weight you can use. I'd rather do, like you did, 3 good plates, get in 15, 20 good reps, and reap the benefit. I mean, there's a reason people don't squat. It's hard. It's hard. People don't want what's hard. They want what's easy, what looks showy. Forget about it. In fact, forget about the weight. Just squat correctly like you just did. That is the secret. Absolutely.
I conquered Mount Istan, yeah. I wouldn't say it was easy peasy. It was very challenging. 6 mile up a mountain is always challenging. It's always going to be challenging. But again, it's all in the mind. It's determination over anything else.
Come on, boys! Come on, the Gypsy King!
That's 6'9" and 19 stone. Running 6 mile up a mountain is hard, no matter how fit you are. And I'm very fit, but I still found it hard. I just gritted through and got to the top. And my final mile of the 6 was quicker than all of them.
There's a lot of cookie-cutter shit out here in this world. Oh, discipline, wake up early, take a cold shower, that, whatever. It's all bullshit. It's not. But what they don't teach you within the cookie cutter is like our minds are like a garage. And the garage, if you open a garage and it's all cluttered up, it's all up, you can't put your car in there. You got boats and you got kids' toys and shit everywhere. But if you organize that garage and you put everything in its rightful spot, you can pull that car in there. You can put 2 cars in there. You can put bikes in there. And that's like with the mind. People talk about discipline and determination and, you know, repetitions and all this shit. Consistency. Why people fall off the wagon so often is because their mind is full of shit. There's no room in that mind for discipline. There's no room for consistency. They may do it once or twice, but then the mind takes over and that cluttered garage comes in. And then it's like a circuit breaker, man. A circuit breaker just overloads and sparks. And our minds, that's our mind, man. It's like a circuit breaker that has so much shit in it, you keep on loading it, you can't put any more into it. So I talk about it in there, man, so much about clearing space in your mind so then you have room for all those discipline. waking up early, taking those, because they do mean something. But we don't get to that dark matter that is keeping you from clearing out that mental garage. Organized mind, man. You're looking at, I got to take care of the kids. The kids' schedules all up. My husband, my wife, you know, I'm going by McDonald's to get this, and I'm rushing my schedule. Everything's just, where's greatness in that, man? You can't fit discipline into that. You can't fit structure. You can't fit consistency. You can't fit the grind. And then when you try, it just gets, it gets overrun by the clutter in your mental garage.
When I said I wanted to win 8 gold medals, basically half the people in the swimming world thought I was absolutely crazy and nobody could ever do something like that. But for me, I was somebody who believed in it and somebody who believed in the process of getting there. I knew it wasn't going to happen overnight, like I said before. But every little small thing that we did was a small stepping stone in order to be, even be able to have that chance and that opportunity to do what I did in 2008. So, you know, when I say from 2002 to 2008 was basically trial and error. Every day is a new challenge, right? Every day is a challenge, is a day that we can prepare ourselves even more. So for us, it was, we would call it putting money into the bank. So at the end of the year, when we had a major international competition, we could withdraw that money that we had saved throughout the year. And look, I'll be the first one to tell you, there were a lot of days where I did not want to get out of bed. And I guarantee you, if I ask the question here, if everybody is excited to get out of bed every single day, if I saw a hand, I'm going to blatantly call you a liar. Because we all know that is far from the truth. But if you have those little small goals, those little small things that get you excited when you don't want to, it's going to make it even better and even easier at the end when you're getting ready for a presentation or the end of the year or this or that, whatever event you're leading up to. It's going to make it so much easier. And I think if you look at the greats in anything that in any walk of life, the greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation. For me, that's what I've found. Because I can sure as hell tell you that there were days where I hated my coach. There were days where we got in fights, we got in arguments, we couldn't stand what we were doing. I would do things purposely to piss him off, but that's a different story. But, you know, I think that was just really how we worked. Like, he was somebody who was so perfect for me that if I ever swam for anybody else, I would never would have had the chance to do what I did, because he challenged me in ways and forced my mind to think differently. You know, for me as a kid growing up, I'm huge into music, and music is a big part of my life, and I'm a huge Biggie Smalls fan, and he wrote a song called The Sky is the Limit. And as a kid growing up, I believed that whatever I put my mind to, and if I was willing to make sacrifices, I was dedicated, that I could achieve absolutely anything.
You still do?
I still do.
That's it. I'm just curious. Curiously fascinated, Ray, and I can't stop thinking about it. Everything I do in my life is related to this. I don't do nothing else if it's not got to do with fighting. You know what I mean? And that is why, you know what I mean? To be true, all you've got to do is show up.
Is that not unhealthy?
I don't know. Do I look unhealthy? Take a look at this physique. I'm in phenomenal shape, in body and mind. To me, what's unhealthy is living an unhealthy life. To me, what's unhealthy is getting up and going through the same day, every day of your life, 9 to 5, in an office or in a room. That's unhealthy. That beats your mind. I don't work. I love what I do. And that's why I'm doing what I love. You know what I mean? That's why it's become a career for me, because I love it. I love what I do. So I don't think it's unhealthy. I feel good in my mind. You know what I mean? It's my life. I'm no different. I don't do nothing any different. I still come to the gym. There's people trying to get me to do this and get me to do that. But I know that in order to be successful at this game, it needs to be 24/7. I need to be living in this gym. And that's since this new facility, SBG Concord, has opened up. The setup now is I come here at 1, 2 o'clock in the day, and I'm here till 10 o'clock at night. There's no outside distraction. There's no nothing. It's been crazy. The spotlight is on. The Irish public are watching. But it's what we planned. It's what we prepared. I knew I was going to be the person to bring martial arts to the public eye. And now it's happening. You know what I mean? There's two things I've learned from these past 7 months. Number one is that hard work pays off. And number two is that dreams come true. And that's what's happening. I don't care nothing about fame. Yeah? I don't care about fame. The gold belt is what I want. The two gold belts. I was a two-weight world champion in the previous organization. Now I'm on the big stage at the UFC. I want that featherweight belt and I want that lightweight belt. That's my goal. The money is going to come with that. Don't get me wrong. It's prize fighting. I'm after the money as well. But the belt, the money comes with the belt, and the belt is what I'm focused on. I don't care about fame.
My biggest thing is taking pride in the small little hard work, the things that nobody ever sees, the little disciplines where it's just me and my supplements, or it's just me and my shopping cart and at the grocery store, or it's just me and that piece of litter right there, or it's me and this little decision I can make to be like, okay, this is how 90% of people would do it, but I'm going to go ahead and go the extra mile to do this right now. Because we act as though these little acts and these little thoughts, that they happen in a vacuum and they happen in private. And maybe they do happen in private and people they don't see them, but they do eventually manifest themselves into your circumstances, right? So that's the way I was raised, and that's the way I operate. And it doesn't matter. It didn't matter. Here's one thing too, you know, being trusted in the small things. If you can be trusted in the small things, then and only then can you be trusted in the big things, right? So this training camp that I'm about to put on starting today and moving forward to fight the biggest combat sports superstar on the planet will be no more disciplined, no more hard, no more extra than when I was fighting Kyle Swadley, my first fight ever, or fighting David Rickles, a guy who maybe you guys have never heard about, or Derek Campos, one of these guys. I was training and doing the small things right, whether I was fighting the number 150 guy in the world or I'm fighting the biggest name on the entire planet in the history of mixed martial arts. So if I could be trusted with those small things, that's how you end up in this spot, you know? And it even feels uncomfortable to say, because it's not really me. It's just...
It's the things you're doing.
I'm a product of my environment and how I was raised. And
we all get to make a choice about how disciplined we're going to be. We all get to make a choice about how serious we're going to take our lives. And we don't always start at the same spot, but we do have a choice with what we make of that. We're not going to run the play until we get it right. We're going to run the play until we can't get it wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's what it comes down to. And I think what's important to point out about what we're talking about is that most people who have big dreams, who have big goals, who have aspirations, and you young guys who listen, you need to really listen to this. Okay, you guys have to understand, you may not be LeBron James, you may not run a 4.240, you might not have this exceptional talent, but what Michael's done and what guys like Jerry Rice have done is they've taken very average upbringings and skill sets. Everybody out here starts at a place like that. And they say because they're not that gifted guy on the wrestling team, or they're not that gifted guy on the football field, or they're not that gifted guy with business who happened to start something and in 2 years he was worth, you know, $50 million or whatever, right? Or $10 million or $1 million, right? We tend to like sell ourselves short and we say, well, dude, I don't have that. I don't have those parents that lended me the money to start my business. I wasn't born with 4.540 speed, you know, I don't have good genetics. We tell ourselves all these stories and we fail to realize that there is a way. And the way is what we're talking about with Michael and Jerry Rice. These guys, and by the way, that's been true for me too. I don't have special talent. I don't have special skill set. But what I do have is I have grit and fortitude, and I'm willing to get up every day and do everything I can do to get there.
One day, or day one. One day or day one. So you think about it. What is that thing that we wanted to accomplish? That thing you wanted to accomplish? That thing that has been gnawing at your gut? That thing that you think you have some passion about? That you want to take a crack at? That thing that's been in your crosshairs? That thing I'm thinking about, I want to accomplish it, I think I'm going to be good at it, or who knows, I think I could make something of this particular thing. You know what? One day. I'll do it one day. Okay, that's up to you. Or, and I like this one better, day one. This is day one. This is day one of that thing I have had in my crosshairs, that thing that I believe gets me out of bed, that thing that I run towards, that thing that I want to be passionate about, that thing I want to accomplish. Today is the first day. Today is day one.
Just finished 100 burpees at the end of my workout, getting ready for the discipline equals freedom reset, the def reset. Start getting ready for it now. Start doing some burpees, start getting up earlier, Get the junk food out of your house. We're taking hardcore discipline into 2024. Start it now. Let's get it.
So two guys asked me to help train for a marathon. Oh, but they picked a shitty day to train. It's 40 degrees, raining, windy, nasty. Those cats are inside a treadmill. You can't let conditions dictate your outcome. They believe that if it rains or snows, or it's too windy, they may cancel the marathon. They cancel the You better train with every condition they give you. The person that usually feels me, she's taking a day off in the car right now. Because it's too nasty. Don't do the same.
Just reach the top. This running shit ain't easy, but it's great. It's so good for you. I feel so good after I do this. Woo! Because some folks have asked me for some updates. I'm still out here running. Running up these steep-ass hills every day. Getting a little bit better in shape. But I enjoy it. And I take a lot of inspiration from other people online that are like doing hard stuff and pushing themselves through things. Sometimes I don't want to do shit. I'm like all of you. I think we're all the same. We get lazy. And we don't realize that if we could just overcome that initial resistance, as Steven Pressfield calls it, you feel better. You feel a lot better. So I encourage you, if you can, get out and do some running. Doesn't cost any money, and it makes you feel fantastic. Woo!
This is my third workout of the day, so it's supposed to be a cool down workout. But this cat wanted to start racing somebody, so he started racing me. He didn't know who the f*** he was racing. He didn't know it was me. I'm under an alias. See, a lot of my f***, when they think it's me or somebody else who they want to chase, they got a carrot in front of them. He had no care. It was him versus him. I'm under some initials. He wanted to test my resolve. He wanted to test my ability to go to the limit. He wanted to see where his world ends and mine begins. This ain't no game. This is my lifestyle, son. Hey, yeah, I'm fired up. This is what I do. When someone gives you help, make sure you push it right back and give them help.
It's all here now. That's my real... Everything is mentality. Like, I never had any problem. I was just lazy. I didn't want to work, so I was finding a way out. And after that, the next year, you can ask the coach. They told my parents I got moved to the varsity tournament, the first or second match? And I took second and third in the varsity tournament after wrestling JV four the year before. And I lost to the guy that won the thing. It's like, the difference between Corey now is night and day. It's because I realized if I put my mind to it and just work, I realized I have been lazy. And my father, my whole life, you go to my old house right now, in the garage, it's still carved in there. I'll never forget the day. It was probably like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock school night. My dad woke me and my brother to help him do some stuff on the boat. We tired, you know? We want to go to bed, and we out there complaining the whole time. He said, my dad is the most motivating person ever. Don't have an education, nothing, but he started his own business from the ground up, and he's living the dream, hunting properties, whatever he wants, he can do it. And that's where I got it from. But it took me forever to realize this. And I'll never forget the day. It comes to me all the time. I think about it. He stood up on the boat and we was up against the garage door. Brand new garage door. He just put up. You know one thing I hate? I cannot stand. It's lazy. And he took his drill and he cut L-A-Z-Y in the back of his brand new garage door. And it's still there till this day. Wow. When I go home and I visit, I go to that garage and you'll see it cut in the door. Lazy. And he cannot stand it. And if you know him, the way he works, he's just turned 59 Tuesday. And I could, in his voice, when I said, you're at the job site, aren't you? Oh, he's there working. He got a bunch of 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds. He outworks everybody. 59 years old, up and down the ladder, running the crane, driving the truck to the shop. And that's it. He always said when I was a kid, son, it can only last so long. I never understood what he said. He used to come up to me on the football field. I'd be crying and moping. It can only last so long, son. Keep going. It can only last so long. I said, like, what the f***? Why you always say that? And then later on, when it started getting hard, I started thinking, like, practice going, look at the clock. It's like 45 minutes, but it can only last so long. It clicked, like, oh, shit. That's what my dad meant all these years. It can only last so long.
Just grind.
Just go.
Just go.
Just put your nose and get to it.
So this morning was one of those mornings where, you know, I wasn't really feeling it. I was, you know, tired and whatnot. Got a little dinged up over the weekend. And, you know, I was thinking maybe it's a good day just to sort of relax and take a day off. Maybe just do some recovery. Do some active rest, that kind of thing. But then I thought to myself, and I just thought, well, let me just check and see if there's any motivational quotes that I know that might make me go in the other direction. And then I thought of my favorite motivational quote, which is, shut up and go do some burpees. And that's exactly what I did. It's Monday, y'all. Have a good one. Go get some.
Every single day, you're going to have a choice. It's either to strengthen your discipline or to make it weaker. So if you want to become great, if you want to become the best, one of the top 1% earners in the country, you're going to have discipline. Without discipline, you're not going to make it. Let me show you something real quick. What I wrote down is every single day you have a choice. Discipline is the ultimate choice successful people make to win. Let me ask you a question, right? Do you guys agree that there's a shortage of commitment in this world? Yes or no? Is there people massively committed everywhere, or is there a shortage of it? There's a massive shortage, just like there's a massive shortage of discipline. So all day long, there's 24 hours in a day, we all get the same hours. What we're doing is either weakening our disciplines or we're building our discipline. You build your discipline. And if you're not building it, obviously you're doing the exact opposite and you're weakening it.
What's the kid is on? I don't know where God has been. I've been that mental lag. See, there's all kind of months. Some folks got sober October. They get all kind of shit for people go through trying to better themselves. I got you every day. Get after it every day mentality. That said, when you push that hard, you go to the well. Well, my well was empty. The cookie jar in there had stale moldy cookies. They weren't working no more. Try to find something else. Had to get that conqueror's mindset back. Where I just don't give a shit about anything. Just grind. A lot of people out there talk about they're missing something in their lives. And they don't know what the fuck it is. You don't know what it is because you live in a soft environment 24/7. Learn to get out of it. Stay hard.
We're all challenged every day to wake up and fight the one person on your shoulders that's telling you, hey, just chill out a little bit, or rest a little bit, or something to distract you from what you're trying to accomplish. And I think mental toughness is about understanding what you're trying to accomplish and not letting anything distract you from that mission. The only place for growth is outside of your comfort zone. And I think so many people get comfortable in their comfort zone and they don't want to move beyond that because it's nice and warm and cozy and you really don't have to go anywhere. We don't wake up and we're not born knowing everything or being able to do everything in the best possible way. We have to work and we have to struggle through things in order to achieve this confidence in ourselves about how resilient we can become. And that when that becomes part of your character, I think you can accomplish great things. I think being overlooked when I was a young player was a real blessing for me because I had the opportunity to learn without people really paying attention. A lot of guys are thrust into positions, certainly now, where there's so much expectation at such a young age. I had an opportunity to grow into my body. I had a chance to really work behind the scenes to develop confidence in myself so that when people were paying attention, they looked at me and said, wow, this guy's really capable of helping us. But I had to work hard over a period of time from the time that I was drafted to the time that I ultimately started playing in order to catch up to a lot of the other players who were more developed, who had more experience, and who were just simply better than I was. But I did have a chip on my shoulder that I wanted to prove everybody that they were wrong. Certainly the teams that didn't choose me, I wanted to prove they were wrong. The one team that did choose me, I wanted to prove them right. And I wanted to work really hard every day to prove to them, as well as everyone else, that I was very capable of beating our team to the championship. You've got to put yourself to the test. I think you continually have to pressure yourself to achieve more, to be prepared for those moments. Because you never know when you're going to get them. You never know when that door and that opportunity is going to open. You got to treat everything with a level of intensity and competitiveness to allow you to take advantage of the opportunity when it presents itself. I think there's things that are going to challenge you, whether you're at school, when you leave school to get a job, performing in your job. You're not always going to get yeses. You're going to get a lot of no's. You never want to see yourself as a victim to think, oh man, poor me, woe is me. I'm not getting the opportunities that I want. I think you've got to go make your opportunity. I've always felt like I tried to make things happen. I didn't wait for things to come to me. If I wanted to pursue something, I was going to pursue it. I was going to wait for it to pursue me.
I would work out, I would run like 6 miles every day when I'm 14. 14. And it's all about the mind and the power of belief. How can I fight at 54, right? At 54. And get my body in shape. I have more discipline than all the fighters. I don't believe really that I'm the greatest fighter that ever lived. But I'm the most disciplined. Everything about me was discipline and just being extreme about my alternatives. To always win, to be disciplined, to be fast, to be smart, and to be vicious. People that study discipline is really important because with discipline, it allows you to be the fighter that's better than you.
Party night, guys. 1 a.m. It's Streets of Burbank here outside Miami Fitness. Another moment of life. Our lives, what we create, are made from the decisions we make on the moment-to-moment basis. Champions are never woken up and born into success. They're created, they're matured, they're struggled, then weathered through that effort of hard work and dedication and sacrifice to achieve that championship status. It's these moments, these decisions we make on a daily basis. Do we get up early and go for a run? Do we hit the snooze button? Do we go that extra rep in the gym? And our body's dying. Do we push past that? All these little things are the inches that add up to be the measure of difference between first place and forever forgotten. Second place. Huge margins. But if you look about your day and all these little moments of life, all these little opportunities are in your wheelhouse. You create them. And later in life, when you're crying because you came up short, stop being so selfish. Look back on your day. Examine it. Put it under a microscope. And have responsibility for your actions. Those inches you need to be number one then, which is now in the past, are around us every single day. It's not a bad break. It's not the ref making a bad call. It's that you get up that day and do those little tiny things, the little details, the little nuggets of life. That's what adds up to be the difference. And if you're going to sit here and complain why you came up short, without taking responsibility and looking at yourself internally first on all the opportunities you decide to pass on for comfort, then you're a shallow person, guys. If your day doesn't challenge you, don't ever expect to be changed by it. They go hand in hand, especially in the physical arena, guys. Strength is not from the efforts in a physical state. No. It starts with an undying will, belief that the journey you're about to embark on is a winnable course of action and that you can do it better than anyone's done it before. That belief is so ingrained in the will of the individual that creates the driving force of physical strength to turn into a maturity of something. Mental first, then this guy follows. If you don't have it up here, this motherfucker's lost. It's like you driving down a street with no map, no idea where to go.
Slaves worked all the hours they were awake for their entire lives. In American history, in Egyptian history, in the rest of the world that had slaves, which is most of the world at some given point. I think, like, if they can do it, so can I. Now you're like, well, did they have a happy existence? Well, they didn't get to pick the work they did, but it means that you can work. That's if you have the cap behind you. You can work every hour of the day. I'm like, well, if you get to have the cheese and you get to eat the cheese the whole way you're going, then, I mean, there's the famous quote, the person who loves walking walks further than the person who loves the destination. right? And so, like, I think it's the same thing. But the everyone, so many people want to project their idea of what they think your life should be like onto you. And it's just completely irrelevant. It just doesn't matter. Like, if all I did, if I weren't married, right? Because people are like, okay, well, he is married, and like, I am in shape, but I also just like working out. But if I didn't have either of those things, and all I did was work all day, more people would talk about the work-life balance thing for me than they currently do. And who cares? I fundamentally am like, you are going to die, and you're not going to matter, and I'm going to die, and I'm not going to matter. So why do I care about what you're going to say when you're not even going to show up to my funeral? Who gives a shit?
Fired up, man. Fired the f*** up, man. Motivated. Pumped up, man. Early still, man. Early. Some people just getting up, going about their first endeavor of the day. We've already done a few endeavors, man. We already kicked some ass. We like a taste of that. We want to kick some more ass. So in the next endeavor we're doing. Because we put value in our day. An hour in the gym wasn't just an hour where we just go in there and check the box and we just... No, man. We had a plan of action. We went in there and achieved that plan. We spoke the words and we walked the mother... Now here we stand, energized, spending energy in the gym, but we created more energy, a mind-body connection, a belief, a quantum physics of it all. Energy expelled, valuing what we're doing, and the belief in something, hard work behind the belief, grows into prosperity of something. Yeah. We didn't just wake up and grab a shower, you know, wash our nuts, and then grab a coffee for some energy to go to work. No, we just earn some energy. That kind of energy, once lit, never goes out. Work better, get ready for this, man. Your other employees and shit at the house, you know, the people you work with in those cubicles, they better duck and cover, because heat's coming in that you've earned, guys. You do that every single day. You are what you repeatedly do in anything you do. If you look in the mirror and you frown upon yourself, you created that. That's not an accident, it's a habit. It's like you look in the mirror and you smile because you see excellence. That's not an accident, it's a habit. You guys need to start taking responsibility for your actions. When you start taking responsibility for your actions, you start to find the belief in what you're doing, the passion behind it. You create value in what you're doing. There's no longer mundane tasks. Everything has a purpose and an end state. There's a direction to a designation. If you don't like the designation you're going to, well, you can't change that overnight. You cannot change it overnight. But you can change the direction overnight. So if you are looking at your life right now and what you do every single day, and it's a one-way street to hell with no return, that's not so f***ing appealing to me, man. I don't want to be part of that. So get off that f***ing beaten path society says is so right. Believe in yourself and what you're doing, man. Say f*** that. Now that is going into nowhere. I don't want to be nowhere. I want to ensure that I am some value to somebody. Especially myself. So I'm going to change the direction of where I'm going. That direction can be changed in an instant. It's a mindset.
I think everything about discipline. Everything about discipline and every day. And every day, like, you know, train, sleep, eat, repeat. It's have to become your lifestyle and everything here in mental, you know, everything about mental. You know, it's like people ask me, like, when you become champion, what you feel like? And I said, no, in my mind, I was always champion.
Guys, I'm telling you, when you guys find that burn and you lift, get excited. That's the heat of transformation. That's what's gonna change everything for you. Don't be so anxious to finish the set. Once you get that burn, dwell in it as long as you can. The longer you're in that burn state, the more shit is gonna change for you. Don't rush to get out of it. That's what I'm saying at the very end. Even though you've already done a great set, man, you killed yourself. You went 95% more than anyone else does. But it doesn't mean you're not comparing yourself to them. You're comparing yourself to where you were and where you want to go. And you're caught in the middle of where you are and where you want to be. That burn state will get you there. So once you're at the very end and hit failure, jump up here and do some of these negatives. You know, the eccentric portion of the muscle, the elongating and flex state. More growth, more growth. Get selfish here, man. You want it all. Get it all. Once you get that burn, man, don't let go so fast. The longer you're in the burn, the hotter it gets, man, and the harder it dries.
Everybody there, guys. We all have what your body needs, man.
Yeah.
That chaotic state. Everyone's all fearful of it, you know. Everyone much rather prefer comfort state as opposed to chaotic state. If I had that option, if I had the in the road in life and I don't know where to go, what path to go, the comfort path or the chaotic path, you can damn well bet I'm going down the chaotic path. Why? Because I know that is going to be a path that leads to the creation of what I want. Nothing grows in comfort. Nothing but laziness and a hard nature. Chaotic keeps you sharp. Keeps you looking. Keeps you, you know, when you're comfortable, you're not looking at your six. But you're going down an alley in the middle of the night, man, that's in a tough neighborhood, you're looking, aren't you? Well, that kind of reaction, man, a chaotic state, that's your body looking. You're changing, you're aware, you're picking things up, you're analyzing everything. All of that is soaking in the transformation of an explosion of what you want to be, man. You come in here and you ride it in, you know, first gear, as opposed to fifth gear without the intensity, and just kind of cruise through, check the box. So you're going to be checked over in life. Stop just checking the box, man. Create the box. We just finished up a hell of a workout. That dumbbell, let's keep going, man. Let's do some close grip presses here. Finish it off strong. It's like, I don't want to go home, man. I want to get all I can out of this. I can't have for a reason, man. The clock doesn't tell me when it's time to go. Now I've earned my ride home.
The human brain operates by pleasure and pain. What is pleasurable, we're attracted to, and what is painful, we naturally recoil from. And if things become too painful, we never do them. And if things become pleasurable, we get addicted to them, often with bad consequences. Right? So, if the idea of discipline, of consistently doing an action, is only associated with pain, with tedium, being by yourself in a room, doing one thing over and over and over again, you're never going to get over the mountain because it's associated with too much pain, and the brain naturally shrinks from anything that's painful. Okay? So there has to be pleasure involved. Discipline has to have an element of pleasure. Consistently doing your work has to have rewards. Reward is the key word here, right? So if you never feel a direct pleasurable sensation from what discipline is giving you, then it's never going to work. So what are the rewards? When you were young, when you were a child, if you learned a sport, or you learned a musical instrument, or you learned chess, you knew that in the beginning, day by day, it was boring as shit, you hated it, it wasn't fun. But if you stuck with it, after 3 months, 6 months, wow, I can play this tune. Yeah, I can make a three-point shot. Yeah, I can win a chess game here. All right? There's a reward. And then you push through and you go further and further and further and further. Okay? If you never had that experience in your childhood, then it's pretty rough. I think most of us have had that in some kind of endeavor. But if you've never experienced a reward from discipline, it's going to be very difficult for you. But you have to know that after the 3 months or the 6 months of sitting in your office and writing every single day, over and over and over again, you try to write a book or a novel or whatever, it's boring as hell. But man, I'm going to reach that moment in 3 months or 4 months. There's going to be a reward, and I'm going to feel it. And I'm going to get addicted. I'm going to get hooked to that. You get hooked to those rewards to the point where other kinds of immediate pleasures don't have the same effect on you. And you want this again and again and again in your life. The highs that come from actually reaching your goals. So you have to think in the moment of this where you're trying to discipline yourself. But what will be the reward of the visualize it and feel it? I'm going to have this skill at the end. I'm going to have this business that I've started. I'm going to have this sense of pride. I'm going to have this sense that I got where I wanted to. And literally visualize it and imagine it and feel it in your body. And know that that's where I'm going to have that reward at some point.
If you guys mentally believe you can do it, your body will find a way physically to make it happen.
If you are short up here, it doesn't matter what you do with these guys. It will never materialize into anything. No dream will ever become reality. You guys have got to believe in yourself. Headstrong, mentally tough. That's the only way through the bullshit here in life. Winners, the difference between them and the spectators is that the winners have a belief that overrides the crowd's disbelief every single time. Their belief is so strong, even though they hit failure, they get knocked on the ass, they're finally intestinal fortitude to stand back up again, face that same challenge, learning from the previous mistakes, and make it happen. Winners fail a million times. What makes them a winner is that they believe it, they're headstrong. Nothing's gonna stop them. The spectators have tried it and failed it, and remain sitting down. They don't get up anymore because they don't believe it enough. The naysayers' disbelief overrides their ability, potential, and mental capacity that they can be more than that.
You have to want to be better. And it starts off with you have to have pride in yourself. You have to have pride in yourself. You have to have, there's something about you, whether it's your last name, whether it's just the smallest thing. You have to be proud of yourself. And if you have no pride in yourself, I can't give it to you always. I'm very proud of myself. That's why when people said, you know way you can do better than can't hurt me. Roger that. We'll see. It's that pride that wakes you up. And I'm not talking about bad pride. The attention to detail for the human being I want to do. I call this thing, like, I want to be the standard. I want to be that guy. Like, every place I went in the military, there was this ethos about how this place is, how we're going to live, how we're going to represent ourselves. And I walked around and I saw that most people didn't live up to that ethos. Like, if you go to whatever company, they have this mission statement on how we want to run our company. I made one for myself on how I want to be. And that is why, if people can make up a mission statement, an ethos in which they want to live by, and every morning you wake up, you hold yourself accountable to that mission, not a company's, your own. Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's mm-hmm. wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've mm-hmm. got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch.
That's
your
it.
Missus says stay in
that's
bed.
It.
It's comfy.
That's
it's cozy.
It.
You've got work later on. You had an argument last night. You're
that's
slightly
it.
Hungover.
Because I know every month ain't going to do what I'm going to do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I thrive in this shit. That's the only place to be.
So everything that you do is habit forming. And that includes hitting the snooze button. That includes sitting on the couch. That includes eating donuts. It's all habit forming. You know what else is habit forming? Discipline. Setting the alarm and getting up. Going and working out. Eating steak. That stuff is all habit forming too. I recommend you form some discipline habits. It's Monday, y'all. Go get some discipline.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability.
We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, he said, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now. To have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never, ever rest in the middle.
Just finished 100 burpees at the end of my workout, getting ready for the Discipline Equals Freedom reset, the death reset. Start doing some burpees, start getting up earlier, get the junk food out of your house. We're taking hardcore discipline into 2024. Start it now. Let's get it. We'll talk to you later. Out.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.